Do serve your next news at 7:30.
Coming up in about 20 minutes' time on Information Radio, we'll follow some flood victims as they navigate the bureaucratic waters to get their promised compensation. But up first, it's time for another tour in our series looking at the big construction projects that are changing the face of Winnipeg. And Marcy didn't have to go far for this one. The Richardson College for the Environment and Science Complex is just up the street from the CBC. It takes up an entire block of Portage Avenue between Langside and Ferby. Now, from the outside, it's a triangular-shaped building with a facade which is entirely of glass. And when it opens next month, it'll be the new center for thousands of science students from the university and will boast research labs that are cutting edge. Marcy met with the University of Winnipeg Associate Dean of Science, James Curry, for a tour. And from the sidewalk outside, she could immediately see that this place is serious about science.
The periodic table on the windows. Does it go all the way around the front? We're standing on the side right now.
Yeah, it wraps around from Langside to Ferby, and it's not the whole periodic table. That wouldn't fit on there, but it's a selection of elements that are relevant to life, because this is a building that'll be featuring chemistry, biology, and environmental science.
All right, we're heading in.
This is bigger on the inside than the outside. Let me give you our premier view here. This is the atrium.
Look at this. The entire thing is open. We're on a second floor, actually, kind of overlooking on a glassed-in balcony, sort of overlooking the main floor.
This is a four-story building. It was going to be a five-story building, but actually there's been value engineering, as they call it. They trim a cost here, trim a cost there. The back half is very heavily engineered. It's science labs, and they recirculate all the air. They recirculate all the water. By the way, did you ever roller skate in the roller rink that was here, Marcy?
Years ago, but I remember more clearly when it came down that roller rink to make way for this lab, of course, for the University of Winnipeg. Why?
Well, here's the floor, right? That's the floor of the roller rink on that wall.
Really? I just thought it was lovely, you know, kind of light-colored wood slats.
It's more lovely. Well, we'll walk down and you can see something. You notice the periodic table on the outside, which is a tribute to the chemists. But this wall is a nod to the biologists. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
CSI.
Is it DNA?
Yeah, this is an artist's concept of what they call electrophoresis, where they take the DNA and they put it in a gel.
So if you're standing on one side, just to describe for listeners, you see the slats of the wood wall, and then if we change the angle, that's where we see the colors on the sides. So we have sort of a green and a white, blue, orange. Will people that are in that field walk in and get that, do you think?
Results vary. I've talked to the biologists, and they're pleased, and they say, oh, really? A few other things about this atrium. You see those metal grates? Those are tree wells. There's going to be live trees in all of those wells coming up to about the height of this railing.
Wow.
So we're going to put mature trees in here. It's going to be like an indoor park on Portage Avenue in the middle of the winter.
That's going to be beautiful. So let's continue through here. Diane Poulin is also with us on the tour this morning, and Diane is communications for the university. Where are we going next?
We're going to show you the Digital Learning Lab, which right now is just a big empty room, but it's going to have really incredible state-of-the-art computer equipment, and it's going to be open to neighborhood children, teenagers. And you can see it's street level, all glass. It's going to be a hub for teenagers in the community to come here and use Photoshop, edit videos. They call it geeking out.
Really?
That's the technical term, geeking out. It's going to be working with community organizations in the neighborhood. So the kids will be selected and they'll come and they'll be able to have librarians here. They'll have technical staff available to them.
You know, will they become students of the University of Winnipeg, or will they?
The whole purpose of the community learning initiative, and this is just a part of it, is to have neighborhood children feel that the University of Winnipeg belongs to them. And we also work closely with organizations so that they can earn tuition credits. So that we have right now over 100 students in this neighborhood who are doing extracurricular activities. So by the time they're of an age to go to university at 18, they've already got $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 in the bank with their name on it to come to university.
Hmm.
So it's a long-term process of building a relationship with kids in the community.
Very smart. Where are we going next?
Well, why don't we go upstairs?
You can see the lights brighten as we walk, and then they dim.
Yeah, is that part of the auto system as well to save energy?
Yes.
These are the facts of the offices. This is business. I wanted to get Krypton, then we could riff on Superman, but...
I have to describe what you're talking about. We're in one of the offices at Prince Portage Avenue, and so I mentioned the periodic table or part of it on the windows.
We literally drew names out of a hat. Of course, everyone would want to have gold or platinum.
How many students will go to school here?
We're going to have 2,000 students a day coming and going through this space, generating a lot of foot traffic in this area.
Where are they going to eat?
Oh, Elements. Where we came in on the first floor, that's right next to the new cafe, which will be called Elements. Anyway, that'll be run by Diversity Foods. I think they may be featuring a wine bar. I'm not sure about
that. It's licensed and it's open to the public and it's street level. The opening in September.
Up one more floor.
Okay.
This is the Bat Cave. Actually, this is...
The Bat Cave.
This is unique. This is going to be a wildlife research facility for Craig Willis.
We're in two rooms side by side, and it looks like the pass through in my kitchen that opens, and I can sort of look in.
A lot of people know that bats live in cities. You know, you get them in your eaves and things like that. But at most universities, if they had a bat research facility, it would be out in some sort of rolling farmland outside the city. But this is an urban. This is an urban facility. It's open to the outside.
Thank you for showing it to us.
Thank you for the tour. Thank you very much. And we're in the neighborhood, so just drop by any time. We'll be open soon. Grand opening June 27th.
And that's Marcy with Associate Dean of Science for the University of Winnipeg, James Curry, getting a tour of the new Richardson College for the Environment and Science Complex here on Portage Avenue. By the way, Marcy asked me to mention that those bats would be flying into a very secure lab at the top of the new building. So if you're a guest here, you know, at CBC and up the road, of course, with that building, you don't have to worry about bats flying into your hair. In addition, we've been told that the builders are confident that they will achieve a silver LEED status in terms of being environmentally friendly. Construction costs currently pegged at about $66 million.